The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, a rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, what is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward. The steward said to himself, what shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes. He called in his master's debtors, one by one. To the first he said, how much do you owe my master? He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended the dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please sit.
God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Remember last time on the All Saints Day, I told you the story of Carlo Acutis, right? How, because he knew computer very well, and instead of whiling away his time playing video games all the time, he decided to create a website. And he now did a research of all the Eucharistic miracles. He compiled all of them and created a website. This is exactly what the gospel of today reminds us. Jesus is telling us that we are very smart, that we have to apply our smartness in things about Jesus. As Carlo Acutis did. Remember, Carlo Acutis, he knew how to use a computer, and he can play video game from morning to night, but he decided not to do it. Instead, he was doing something better. And today he is a saint. That is what Jesus is telling us today. We have to spend some time, use our talents, use our energy to work towards gaining the kingdom of God. A couple of days ago, someone told me, when I asked him, why didn't you come to church? Oh, he said, I was very busy, my schedule is so tight, I have to do games, I have to do that, I have to do that. I said, what of church? He said, that's not good. As you plan to do other things, remember Jesus. Always think of what you can do for Jesus. That is what he is reminding us today. We have to think about him. We have to think of how we can spread, how we can witness Jesus with our lives, with our times, with our smartness. So let us pray for God's grace so that we can always do the will of God. We can always remember Jesus and be thankful for what he is doing for us. Remember that the blessings we have today is from God. Our parents are blessed because of God. The life we have today is from God. So we have to do everything in our capacity to witness and to spread this message of salvation. Amen.